Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So, in 2021, history was made when Ireland crowned the first black woman as Miss Ireland. And since then, she's really pushed herself. She's done everything. The Ultimate Hell Week, you might have seen her on. She's pushing herself to another limit now, performing. And we're going to talk about that because Pamela Uba is in studio again. Hello.
Hi,
Jen. How are you?
I'm so good.
Flat out, so you are.
Yes, like, I remember our last chat. I was over in Puerto Rico at Miss World and... Since then, like, it feels like it was 10 years ago. I've
done
so much.
You've done so much. This is a very exciting path you're heading down. So you're doing panto.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved in that?
Do you know what? I've always loved singing since I was a kid. Singing and performing was always something I wanted to do. And one of the directors actually judged my music, my song entrant for Miss Ireland, and that's how he spotted me, and he was like, I need her for panto, and that's how I landed it.
Now, Pamela, you graduated from Trinity with a Master's in Science and Clinical Chemistry this year. This is a far cry from singing and dancing, leaping around in panto.
I know, but like, it's panto. Like, who does not want to do panto?
It's
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us, how does the family feel about you going down this road?
Oh, my mom's super excited. My little sister, like, I think she had like a school presentation where she was like picking her like hero, and she did a little presentation on me. So she's going to be just buzzing just to tell them more stuff about what I'm doing.
Well, this is great. And it's great to hear she's very supportive. Oh. I suppose, I think we spoke about this before, getting an education, you know, was an integral part of you growing up, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And why was that?
Just because of, you know, how I grew up, you know, I didn't come from the easiest background being in direct provision, but, you know, I moved past that and I didn't let it define me. I got an education. I'm a very independent woman and I believe that, you know, you kind of have to have all your bases covered. But right now I'm going back to like childhood me, enjoying life, living my best life, doing all the things that I thought I couldn't do before.
Speaking of which, and you mentioned there you came over, you started your life in direct provision 10 years, wasn't it?
Yes.
10 yeah. years. How did that affect your life?
Well, obviously it had an impact on my mental health. I recently watched something there, a film on direct provision called Aisha, and if you watch that, you will really see what people like me went through, you know, from how we were treated, from, let's say, we lost a loved one, not being able to go see them, from everything. It's just a big emotional toll on you, and you feel like life is going by you without you being able to do anything about it.
Pamela, did you think you'd ever get out? As a child and you're in that situation, did you ever visualise you achieving what you've achieved, so to speak?
Absolutely not. Like, this is beyond my wildest dreams, what I'm doing right now. I never thought this would be me. And I guess that's why I always take every opportunity I can with open arms, you know. And I believe that, you know, you got to do things now when you can do them, because you don't know when you're going to get that chance again.
Well, you're definitely taking the opportunities. I just don't understand why you would do Hell Week. Like, all the things you could have done, you say yes to a show like that. I mean, that's a frightening experience.
Yeah, that was, do you know what? I didn't really know what I was getting myself into until I was in that moment, but I wanted to challenge myself. Obviously, being Miss Ireland, love it, love the whole beauty aspect of it. But at the same time, you know, I wanted to show people that I can be also so much more, and show myself that I can face my fears. And that's why I did Hell Week.
Well, do you know what? I think you proved that when you got out of direct provision and you got a master's in science and clinical chemistry this year. You know, you don't need to prove yourself anymore. You are phenomenal.
Oh.
It's lovely to see you do something so fun. And because we met recently, we did something recently together, and I didn't know you had a passion for singing, and this was this was something that you love to do. So it's so lovely to see you being able to do it and getting a chance to do what you love.
Like, singing is my ultimate love. It's my first love. I've been performing since I was a child. I was doing singing competitions, doing really well. Like, I won money to help me pay for my rent at one stage in college through singing. Being able to sing at this, I sang at the Goss Women of the Year Awards as well. So that was amazing. Being able to do what I love and performing in front of people, having to, you know, share that little bit of me and my happiness with them just makes me
happy. And do something a bit of fun. You've been studying, working hard for a long time and doing Ultimate Hell Week and working your arse off.
Can't wait for the costumes and Pato.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. I'm a big fan of Pato. I love it. I just think it's one of those magical things around Christmas. So it's Snow White. It's December the 13th in the National Stadium. So you've big name, you've Alan Hughes in this one, Catherine Lynch.
Absolutely. We have Marty Morrissey. We have Katie Weir as our Snow White. It's going to be amazing, guys. Kids, you need to go tell your parents you have to go see this. If you want tickets, it's available at panto.ie. You need to come help me help our lovely Princess Snow White escape from the awful queen.
Yes, there we go. Well, you've sold it really well. Pamela, I wish you the very best of luck. I can't wait to see you in the show, and it's lovely to see you doing something fun and doing something for yourself and doing something that you're really, really passionate about. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.